So we are joined by a cat who I really dig a lot. He's a super producer and a very talented artist. Put your hands together for Neo. He's joining us today.
Hi, Neo.
Hello there.
Good to see you again.
How you doing,
good
man?
Good to be back. I'm good, brother. How are you?
So you got a new single out today called Good Man.
Yes. Good Man. The name of the album is Good Man. It's the title track off the album. And the album is basically, man, I'm grown now. Man,
yeah.
Wasn't before? I wasn't before. I can honestly say that I was not.
You mean mentally?
Mentally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. I'm grown mentally and physically. I'm 38 years old.
Right. It's damn near time for a prostrate check.
Oh, Lord, hold on. Wait a minute.
Well, you don't have to do it today.
Oh, he said the P word.
Yeah, this dude said he was grown. Now he's grown. From a diaper to a prostate check.
Right,
this is,
right.
Talk about look. Dread and something, man.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness gracious. So now I'm in a different headspace now, man.
You know, why?
Like, just my priorities have changed. You know, at one point, chasing women around and bottles in the club and all of that stuff and trying to prove to the world how much money you got. That was important at one point in my life.
And
now it's not. Now it's about, you know, making sure my kids are straight.
Right.
Making sure my wife is happy. Making sure that I'm, you know, setting a good example for my sons, my three sons now.
Right.
Wow, that is grown.
Now, are they all they all live with you?
No. So my youngest son lives with me. My oldest son lives with his mom.
Right.
And then my wife is currently pregnant with our third.
You ain't playing.
Oh, congratulations.
Are you Mexican? Jesus Christ.
Well, you heard about the movie.
Yeah, you got kids like, because usually, you know, because I have three kids. Like, when you have a side kid, you don't put their pictures in there with the regular kids. You put them in the back with the receipts. You ever do?
That's
what's
up.
Baby, who is this? Oh, that came with the wallet. Now, just relax.
Wow.
And he means it.
When you say good man, because I think every man goes through a process where they start to assess what they've done and what they want to do.
Mm.
And I think a lot of it is because you've caused a lot of pain or you've done a lot of things that were crazy. And you looking back, what was the kind of turning point for you that you decided I'm going to give all this up? Because for me, it was just tired of seeing all the pain you inflict in people's life for me.
Definitely. That definitely played a part. There's a song on the album called Letter of Apology, where I basically took it upon myself to sit down and write an apology letter to all the women that had to deal with the little boy that was supposed to be a man.
Right.
And the unfortunate thing about it is that you kind of have to go through that in order to get to this place where you can even consider yourself a good man. Like, you got to break some hearts. Your heart got to get broke. You got to go through some stuff. So I said to myself, if not for these women, if not for these women that got done wrong, I probably wouldn't be, you know, the faithful husband to my wife that I am now. So at the very least, they're owed, if nothing else, an apology.
Right.
So
did you call them out by name?
No, I did not.
No, that would take too long,
no,
I'm sure.
No, I did not. album can only be so long.
That's right. That might take too long.
Might take some time.
What's your favorite song you've ever done? Written or performed?
Written or performed. Well, let me see. So Sick definitely ranks really high.
Yeah.
That was like the song that started it all. Beyonce's Irreplaceable ranks really high.
Right.
Let me see. Rihanna's Take a Bow ranks really high. That was right around the time when me and Rihanna got really close.
Right.
Like, just also, like she became little sister. It used to be crazy because all my like she would come around and all my friends like, oh, she's so bad,
she's so bad. Yeah.
But we had spent so much time just talking about personal stuff to the point where it's like I couldn't even look at her like that. Like,
I think that's pretty weird too, Neo.
You're
but you know, I adore you, but you're doing some things that's doing
a
lot for me.
Hey, listen.
I don't care if you know, that's a lot. It's only so much a man can take, and Rihanna's just passed that bar. I don't care what I told her.
I met Rihanna before she became a woman. Rihanna was still very much a little girl when I met her, and that's how she became my little sister. When she became a woman, of course, I saw it. Okay, yeah.
Right. All right.
Yeah,
those
are legs. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
But those are my little sister's legs, so I'm chilling. You know,
look at R. Kelly just turned down the interview.
Oh,
don't let him correct
Why
you.
Don't
you.
Say don't that? Why are you saying that? Hey, man, thank you for coming by, man.
Appreciate
I'm sure
the
this
love.
Project
much
is
love,
dope, man.
Much love to you.
So it's available right now. The single is Good Man. It releases today, February 20th. Man, you're a talented cat.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate the love, man.
And whenever, I know you're a good man now, but when you want to get a little scuffed up, run the streets with me.
Oh, wow. Knew it was coming.
Here he is, Neo. Thank you, boss.
Thanks,
love,
Neo.
Love.
The fun continues with the DL Hughley Show.